This weekend, scholars from all over the world are converging on Kalamazoo, Michigan for the 37th Annual Medieval Congress. It's a serious academic conference. There won't be any wandering knights, knavish jesters, or damsels in distress. But there will be seminars on topics like the dysfunctional family in the Middle Ages and Ambrose of Milan and virginal emotions. Paul Sharmack is the director of the Medieval Institute at Western Michigan University, which hosts the Congress. He joins us now from Kalamazoo. Hello, Professor.
Good morning.
Professor Sharmack, we need a quick primer. When were the Middle Ages?
It depends on who counts them. I'll give you the same answer that my accountant gives me when it's tax time. It depends. Medieval means between two ages, and the two ages are presumably the classical times and the Renaissance. Renaissance occurred in different places at different times.
What is the attraction that draws so many people to study the medieval period?
Well, I think the response tends to be a series of personal responses depending on the wide range of individuals. My first interest was in languages. Others, of course, get inspired by Hollywood costume epics, and they want to see themselves as a member of Arthur's court. Arthur has always been big box office, both in the academic life and on the silver screen, as they say. So the projection into the past is what we like.
Professor, the movie The Lord of the Rings has been a big hit for a number of months. The author of The Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien, was a noted medievalist. Is he going to be featured at all this weekend?
Yes, we have several sessions that are for at least organized specifically and directly around Tolkien and his work. Tolkien was a great medievalist of a particular kind. He was a philologist, interested in languages, knew his languages upside down, basically. And when he began to write fantasy stories, it's not likely that his colleagues at Oxford thought that that was a great thing. But the Lord of the Rings has inspired many a person to consider the Middle Ages as a subject worthy and fit for study, and he's been successful in a way that he probably could not imagine.
Do people get things wrong a lot about medieval times? Are there a lot of misconceptions floating around out there?
I think there are. Right now, we see other things in that world other than the great phrase courtly love, one of the great misconceptions that there was a code of sexual ethics that everybody of a certain class followed, and it all had to do with being being kind to women and loving outside of marriage and so forth. And that really cannot be sustained. The people who were recording it were only recording essentially love among the aristocrats, or at least some description of what they thought was love among the aristocrats.
Do people ever dress up for any of these sessions?
Not really. We are not recreationists. What we are seeking to do is to recreate the Middle Ages in the imagination. There are performance aspects, of course, and we do have concerts of medieval music, but we don't do the costume routine. I don't look good in long flowing clothes.
Professor Paul Sharmack is the director of the Medieval Institute at Western Michigan University. Professor, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.